This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he's not meeting my basic needs. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 7 years, but we are separated. My husband saw text messages and pictures I sent to another man, and he didn't try to work things out with me and see why I was involved with someone else. I have had a boyfriend for a few months, and he is a great lover and an excellent provider. I didn't have to ask for a thing. I don't have to ask for a thing or lift a finger when I'm around him. He knows how to treat a woman. My husband, on the other hand, would get upset and call me trifling if I asked him to put gas in my car or wash it for me. My husband didn't care if I was happy with our sex life or not. He only cared if his needs were being met. My boyfriend has me meet him at the gas station once a week, and he pumps my gas. He also looks me in the eyes during intimacy, and he checks on me to make sure I'm having a good time. I brought all of this up to my husband, and it only made him mad, and he told me I can keep my boyfriend because he's divorcing me. After 2 weeks of having the house to myself, I got lonely and decided to ask my husband if he would like to talk to someone and try to get our marriage back on track. He agreed, but counseling didn't work because we went to a Christian woman that had been cheated on and mistreated by a few men, so she took my husband's side and told him he did right by leaving me. Look, I know I'm wrong, but I'm not going to shortchange myself and be miserable, especially now that I know what being with a real man is like. My boyfriend wants me to file for divorce, but I want my husband to file so I won't be the bad guy. Is my marriage really over, or can we work past this? What? Is your marriage over? Did you read this? You know, you're sending text messages to another man. You've been separated for quite a while. You know, you've been to counseling. That didn't work. You're sleeping with someone else. You said you liked this other guy better. You said your husband was a selfish lover, didn't take care of your car, doesn't know how to treat a woman. What does it matter who files first? You don't want to be the bad guy, you say, but making the first move does not make you a bad person. I think you're confused. You know, on one hand, you got this man who you say you like, and then on the other hand, you're asking, can you work past this? I mean, you know, you can give this a try, but it looks like to me your marriage is over. Making the first move, like I said, does not make you a bad person. You are confused. By the way, what kind of counselor did you guys go to? I've never heard of a counselor that would tell the husband he did right by leaving you, especially a Christian counselor. But Christian or not, she's a bad counselor, and you guys can go to another one if you choose. You need to make up your mind what you want. You're confused because your boyfriend is pressuring you to get a divorce. Whatever you do, do it for the right reasons, because that do it for what's best for you in this situation, not because someone is trying to make you get a divorce. But yeah, it looks like your marriage is over. Steve?
You know, Shirley, you end your strawberry letters about 8 times. You have 8 endings in your rebuttals, and I find it fascinating because you're very, as a matter of fact, I happen to agree with the things you said. You know what I'm getting tired of, for me and for Shirley. Y'all stop writing us with all this BS and then expect us to make some sense of it. What are you talking about? Why did you write us? Is your marriage over? It's over at the beginning of the year. Listen, at the beginning of the letter. You was married 7 years, but we separated. That's the first line in the letter. Then you tell us all through the letter why y'all separated. Then at the end, you want some hope. Hell, ain't no hope in the damn letter. Let me tell you what's wrong with you and him. Y'all was married for 7 years, but we separated. Immediately she tell you why. My husband saw some text messages and pictures I sent to another man, and he ain't trying to work things out with me and see why I was involved with somebody else. What? What he need to see? What he need to work out? He saw the text. He saw the pictures. You don't text him like that. You don't send him pictures like that. What work out with you? Y'all, it's over. And he didn't try to see why I was involved with somebody else. What? I've had a boyfriend for a few months. He's a great lover and an excellent provider. I don't have to ask for a thing or lift a finger when I'm around him. He knows how to treat a woman. Okay? Congratulations. What is the rest of this letter for? Seems pretty final so far. My husband, on the other hand, would get upset and call me trifling if I ask him to put gas in my car, wash it for me. That's because your husband don't give a damn about you. That's all this is. He don't give a damn about you. My husband didn't care if I was happy with our sex life or not. He only cared if his needs were being met. My boyfriend has me meet him at the gas station once a week, and he pumps my gas. He also looks me in the eyes during intimacy and checks on me to make sure I'm having a good time. Okay, why are we still typing this damn letter? You have a problem, you found a solution. Ta-da!
Hang on, Steve. Hang on.
I said, ta-da!
We'll have part 2 of your response coming up to today's Strawberry Letter at 23 minutes after.
Ta-da!
The subject is, he's not meeting my basic needs. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he's not meeting my basic needs.
I'm so sick of these letters. I am so
We gotta help the people,
so,
Steve.
We can't help these people. I'm not trying to help her. I'm just be real with you, sure. I'm not trying to help her at all. Matter of fact, I actually really don't give a damn.
That's our job.
It ain't our job. It ain't my job. Listen to me, Shirley. I've been married for 7 years, but we separated. Okay, cool.
I know.
That's usually the beginning of the divorce. Yeah. Very few people separate and come back together. Very few.
But they did go to counseling. So there's a little
glimmer. Okay, we're going to get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
This is why they got separated. My husband saw some pictures I sent to another man. He ain't trying to work things out with me or try to find out why I was involved. Hell, he read the text and saw the pictures. He see why you were involved. He read the text. I've had a boyfriend for a few months. He's a great lover and an excellent provider. He know how to treat a woman. My husband, on the other hand, that would get upset and call me trifling if I asked him to put gas in my car or wash it for me. That's because your husband don't give a damn about you. My husband didn't care if I was happy with our sex life or not. He only cared about his needs. Your boyfriend meets you once a week at the gas station so he can pump my gas. Okay, go with your boyfriend. What you still typing us for? What you want me and Shirley to do? You have a solution to your problem. It's your boyfriend. He also looks me in the eyes and makes sure. Now, here the part right here where the letter turned.
Come on.
I brought all this up to my husband, and it only made him mad. He told me I can keep my boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay. You don't see the end? Wait a minute. You told your husband that your man looks you in the eye when y'all intimate. You told your husband that he meets you once a week to pump your gas. You told your husband you ain't got to lift a finger for nothing. You know what your husband told you? Keep your damn boyfriend, because I'm divorcing you.
Don't care.
After 2 weeks of having the house to myself, I got lonely. I decided to ask my husband if he would like to talk to someone and try to get our marriage back on track. I'm trying to find out who's stupid in this letter and who's a fool in this letter.
See?
Because there's two people in this letter. It's a stupid person in this letter, and it's a fool in the letter. Now, I'm not trying to be judgmental, lady.
Oh, you're not?
It seems like you both of them. It just seemed to me like you both of them.
She both of them?
Yeah, you the stupid person and the fool. He agreed.
See?
But counseling didn't work because we went to a Christian woman. Now listen to this. That had been cheated on and mistreated by a few men.
That's crazy.
So she took my husband's side. That don't make no damn sense. Here's a woman that's been cheated on and dogged out by several women, and she took her husband's side. You know why she took your husband's side? Because you the one cheated on him. That's why she took your husband's side. You got texts and pictures and sent them to another man. You in here looking deeply into his eyes. You the one letting him pump your gas. You the one.
Wow. What was that?
You the one letting him pump your gas. Then she said, look, I know I'm wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you writing me and Shirley? But I'm not going to shortchange myself and be miserable, especially now that I know what being with a real man is like. Well, go get with him then.
She's confused.
My boyfriend wants me to file for divorce. File! But I want my husband to file.
Why? So I won't be the bad guy. Whoa. So you don't be the bad guy. You didn't think when you were sending them texts and them pictures, you don't think that was bad? You don't think you was the bad guy? You don't think you was the bad guy when you was letting him pump your gas? You don't think you was the bad guy? You don't think you was the bad guy when you set your husband down and threw it up in his face? I got a boyfriend. He pumped my gas. He looked in my eyes. He treat me right. He do this right here. Then he gonna get mad.
The nerve.
You lucky that's all he did was get mad. You can't take most men to the brink like that.
Right.
So let's give this man some credit. Because he stayed strong, didn't get physical, took it like a man, just said, hey, I'm divorcing you. Get your raggedy ass on. Is my marriage really over? Or can we work past this? But can I tell you something, lady? Your husband don't want you. Don't no man want no woman that done disrespected him like this. Can we work past this?
Why did he go to counseling?
No man want no... What'd you say, Cheryl?
I said, why did he go to counseling with her? That's the little glimmer of hope. That's
there
why
ain't no
did
hope.
He go?
She went out there, she just asked him, let's go to counseling. He just said, yeah. He went out there and found out he was 100% correct.
Yeah.
Ain't no more counseling.
All right.
And don't nobody want you. You need to go on and see if this boyfriend for real or not. That's what
leave your comments on today's letter.
Your husband don't want you, little raggedy behind.
On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.